Blog Talk Radio.
It's the mystery of iniquity. That is the misery of iniquity. That is the history of iniquity. Oh, and it all falls down. Handle the truth in a courtroom alive. Purges the jurors, witnesses, spies. Crooked lawyers, false indictments publicized. Entertainment, the arraignments, the subpoenas. High profile gladiators in bloodthirsty arenas. Enter the dragon, black robe, crooked balance. Souls bought and sold and paroled for 30 talents. Court reporter, catch the circus on a paper. File it in the system, not acknowledged by the maker. Swearing by the Bible, blatantly blasphemous. Publicly perpetrating that in God we trust. Cross-examined by a master manipulator, the faster, intimidator, receiving the judge's favor, deceiving sabers, doing injury to their neighbors, for status, gratis, apparatus, and legal waivers. See the bailiff, representing security, holding the word of God, soliciting perjury, the prosecution, political prostitution, the more money you pay, the further away solution, legal actors, Babylon's benefactors, masquerading as the agency for the client, hypocritical giants, morally non-compliant, orally armed to do bodily harm, polluted, recruited, and suited, judicial charm, and the defense isn't making any sense, faking the confidence of escaping the consequence, that a defendant is dependent on the system, totally void of judgment, purposely made to twist them, emotional victim, blackmailed by the henchmen, framed by intentions, inventions whereby they lynch men. Enter the false witness, slandering the accused, planting the seed, openly showing he's being used. Discredit, edit, headed for the alleged, smearing the individual, fearing the unsuspected, expert witness, the paid authority, made a priority to deceive the majority of disinterested peers, dodging duty for years, hating the process, waiting to return to their careers. Do we expect a system made for the elect to possibly judge correct, properly serve and protect, materially corrupt, spiritually amok, oblivious to the cause, prosperously bankrupt, blindly to the blind, guilty never defined, filthy a swine, a generation pure in its own mind, legal extortion, blown out of proportion, in vain deceit, the truth is obsolete. Only two positions, victimizer or victim. Both end up in destruction, trusting this crooked system. Mafia with diplomas, keeping us in a coma, trying to own a piece of the American corona. The revolving door, insanity every floor. Skyscraping, paper chasing, what are we working for? Empty traditions, reaching social position, teaching ambition to support the family superstition. When the son of perdition is commander-in-chief, the standard is feet. Brethren, can we candidly speak? Woe to the men, trusting in the chariots, them leaning on horses, they run their intellectual sources. Counterfeit wisdom, creating the illusion of freedom, confusion consumes them. Every word they speak is internalism, them outwardly white. Internally, they act in the light, them trapped in the night, and bondage to the cane of the night. Under the curse, evil men waxing more worse, facts in the first. Angelic being cast to the earth, it's time for rebirth. Burning up the branch and the root, the empty pursuits of every tree bearing the wrong fruit. Turn to me ill, let him who stole no longer steal. Oh Israel, surrender for Jehovah is real. How long will you sleep? Troubled by the thoughts that you keep, the idols you heap, causing the destruction you reap. Judgment has come, find it and return to the one. Abandon the flesh, self-interest, broadway to death, pride and the greed, hiding, subdividing the seed. The knowledge of good and evil is what caused us to lie, caused us to die. Let your emotions be crucified, renounce all your thoughts, repent and let your mind be retort. You'll find what you sought was based on a deception you bought, a perception of naught where the majority remains caught. Loving a lie, not realizing an atom or die. Loving a lie, not realizing an atom or die. Loving a lie, not realizing an atom or die. Loving a lie, not realizing and Adam all died. It's the mystery of iniquity. That is the history of iniquity. That is the misery of iniquity. Oh, and it all falls down. I'm telling you all, it all falls down.
Peace and blessings, everyone. You're now on live with Sister Bessie's Front Porch out of Lagos, Nigeria, with WW Blog Talk Radio. You can dial 516-453-913 and push 1 to talk to me. Brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Peace and blessing, Akubaland, better known as Africa. Peace and blessings, Turtle Island, better known as America. And peace and blessings to all the world. This is my poem for this evening. It's called Placebo. Oh, no, you're still falling for the subliminal trap while they smile and put death in your lap. Don't you know you're in a created illusion, much so an intrusion? By a wicked front, your mind is on the hunt, a play for your sanity by the tyranny. The world is you. Don't be fooled by the lying news, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. Use these tools to become a mind winner. Know the plot. Don't let your thoughts rot. Know that good versus evil is on the rise. This you must decide and be wise. 'Cause there will be humor from the placebo. Your life is on the line. Protect all children from molestation, pedophilia, sacrifice crimes. For these enemies deserve death on step. Stand up, lift up, let the fear drop. 'Cause the placebo is to make the world not. Turn all electronics off for 1 hour to meditate to power. Join in one. Blow the trunk. 'Cause if you don't listen, in years to come, you may get a sore or a bump. 'Cause this vaccine will be a placebo to the death hunt. If you see danger coming and say nothing, the blood will be upon your hands, and fire and brimstone will be your last tombstone. For there will be no return of life for you. And this means forever and ever, watch out for the placebo. Watch out for the placebo. Now, brothers and sisters, I thank you for listening to me. I'm going to tell you what placebo means. The reason why I'm saying about placebo is because we have 3 presidents that claim that they're going to take the vaccine on live TV. Now, we know that there's more than one company besides Pfizer that's making the vaccine. But they're saying that they're going to take the vaccine. So I'm going to tell you what placebo means. Placebo, fiasco, a substance containing no medication and given merely to humor a patient. An inactive substance used as a control in an experiment. Something lacking intrinsic remedial value, and that is dosed or given to humor another. That's placebo. You know what they did with the syphilis experiment. They claimed that they was going to give them a cure after the experiment. And many men traveled back to their families and gave the disease back to their families. Because I'm going to tell you something. When my mother passed away, she had syphilis. Okay? So these men that they gave the placebo to, they went and gave it to other people, maybe to other states where they traveled. So know what a placebo is. and know that they are playing with your minds to control your mind. I forgot, I apologize. The title of my show is The Attack of the Electronics. Can you hold on to your organic law and thoughts while seeing and hearing the placebo? Okay, that's what I wanted to say concerning the president, the three presidents taking the vaccine. And I want to say to you, they have a video on YouTube about the Doomsday Vault. These are seeds that have been collected from around the world. And they were collected in case of a catastrophe. Now, we all know that Bill Gates came out saying that he was going to try to make the vaccine. Well, I want to let you know something. This vault that they have made where they collected the seeds, guess who has a great amount of money involved in it? Bill and Melinda Gates are involved with the vault. And don't underestimate the enemy and think because Bill Gates has stepped back that he's not involved in this vaccine situation. As I told you before, they sent out the AIDS virus over there in Africa. They never made a vaccine, and millions of people died. All of a sudden, this virus is out that they created, and then now they will have a vaccine in a couple of months. Watch the lies that they tell you, because they told you at first it'll take a year to 2 years. This whole scenario is very suspicious. When I talk about the placebo, watch out. I want to tell you also about what the enemy said when it concerns you. They called you the mob. These are the rules for manipulating the public. The mob is you. The mob has a psychologically focus on emotion, not facts. Choose words carefully for their emotional impact. The mob is incapable of rational thought. Thus, motivation must be based on the way you present the issue, not on logic. People, the mob, are incapable of rational thought. True freedom, democracy, is dangerous to the state. Did you hear that? The mob is incapable of rational thought. Thus, motivation must be based on the way you present the issue, not on logic. If people, the mob, are incapable of rational thought, true freedom, democracy, is dangerous to the state. So you will be a danger to the state. Again, important decisions should be left to experts like Dr. Fauci. Defer issues to someone educated, sanctioned, or accredited by a state institution. Well, I want to tell you something. The majority of the colleges that we have, even the old colleges, they were educated in Germany. And then they left Germany to infiltrate the schools, to have mind control over the students, to manipulate their minds. Most of the professors came from Germany with the PhD. The PhD was created in Germany. All right, the next one. When we are framing issues under public scrutiny, stay away from substance. Instead, create images. Never explain a lie. Demonstrate and instead explain around it. Wow. When they lying, so they tell you to explain around it, where they will speak and explain around it. They will not give you the truth. When we are framing issues under public scrutiny, stay away from substance. Instead, create images. Never demonstrate or explain a lie. Instead, explain around it. This is what they think about you. If I want your mind, I have to mess with your genetics and your DNA and use the term that I am coming to help while laughing all the way to the bank. So in order to affect your genetics, I have to give you poison. And then I, the elite, can destroy the fundamental existence of fire, earth, water, and air, which constitutes the foundation of creation. Without these elements of nature, you will not survive. You are fire, air, and earth, and water. These things they are trying to destroy, from the animals to the plants to you. Now, I want to mention this right here. Has anybody ever heard of this scripture in the Bible? Because I always say, in the Bible, if you read it, you're liable. Now, I just want to talk for a brief moment about stealing of man. Now, there are preachers around the world, you know, and I grew up in the church. But listen, I have never in my life heard a sermon on this scripture. Exodus 21. And he that stealeth a man and selleth him, or if he be found in his hand, he shall surely be put to death. Did the slave owners know that was in the scriptures when they stole all the people from Africa and other lands around the world? And the first ship was the good ship, Jesus. And they brought Jesus to the world, which everybody going to be celebrating Christ Mass soon. But now, today, we have an environment where women are being stolen and taken to other countries as slaves. Children are being stolen. And parents are selling their children like it's water. There, if you steal, it says if you steal a man, that child will be a man. That girl will be a womb man. So you're breaking organic law when you do this. It says you're worthy of death. These people are going around stealing these children. And I say it again, they're worthy of death. I also want to talk about the laws. Originally, the book that is written, the Bible, they say this is our story. The indigenous people on this planet, this is our story. Okay. But I want you to know that we had laws on this planet before the enemy, the colonizer, took over. And I want to give you a list of laws that many of us from our culture has broken today. In Africa, we had gods and goddesses, even though the colonizer came along and took the information and said there was only gods. So I want to let you know about the Ma'at. The Ma'at is the ancient Kemet goddess of truth, justice, harmony, a concept known as Ma'at in Kemet, which is known by the colonizer as Egypt, who first appears during the period known as the Old Kingdom, 2613-2181 BCE, but no doubt existed in some form as a woman, often profiled with an ostrich feather on her head or simply as a white ostrich feather. The feather of Ma'at was an integral part of the weighing of the heart of the soul of the dead person, was weighed scales of justice against the feather. Now, I would like to tell you about the Ma'at laws, because we did have laws in the indigenous world before they gave us their laws. And as you know, in America, we got about 60 million laws that they have created. Everything you do, every little thing that you do, you can go to jail. If you look at the police wrong, if you say something to the police, you can go to jail. Okay, I want to give you the laws that we had, that the Arabs went over there. And when they saw the blackness on the walls, they tried to erase it off the walls and make the dark-skinned Egyptians white. Now, these laws were here long before the Bible came about, long before a lot of the religions came about on this planet. As you can see, I gave you a year and time during the time. The 42 divine principles of Ma'at. I have not committed iniquity. I have not committed robbery with violence. I have not stolen. I have not slain men or women. I have not stolen food. I have not swindled offerings. I have not stolen from God or goddess. I have not been exclusively angry. I have not cursed God or goddess. I have not behaved with violence. I have not caused disruption of peace. I have not acted hastily or without thought. I have not exaggerated my words when speaking. I have not stolen what belongs to God or goddesses. I have not overstepped my boundaries of concern. I have not cursed anyone in thought, word, or deeds. I have not stolen from or disrespected the deceased. I have not destroyed property belonging to God or goddess. I have not taken food from a child. I have not been angry without reason. I have not seduced anyone's wife. I have not closed my ears to truth. Did you hear that? And many of you get angry when someone speaks the truth. You are being used by the enemy to destroy an innocent soul that tries to speak to you and tell you the truth. I have not terrorized anyone. I have not disobeyed the law. I have not told lies. I have not carried away food. I have not cursed. I have not polluted myself. I have not committed adultery. I have not made anyone cry. Brother O? Brother O?
Yes, indeed. I'm always here, girlie. We got the first call on the line right now. And here we go, right here. Front porch. That's
okay.
The best one right here, Oney Dynasty.
Hello, peace and blessings. Who am I speaking with?
You know, Sister Bessie. Well, you're gonna try to make the newer man up and catch the ghost holy tonight, right? That's what you're trying to do. man, you know what?
I hear you.
Sister Bessie. I don't wanna put that fire out, so let me be swift with it. Everything mm-hmm. that you are sharing tonight is pure divine fact. And you know, if I call you mother sister, right, because you look so much like my mother, right?
Yeah.
I want you to keep divine truth that you have incarnated here to do. And for anyone who's out, like I said, you're dealing with, not taking thing away from you, mother sister, right? But mm-hmm. I encourage anyone who doubts that we predated the Bible, then all you have to do is open up to better sheet. Or Genesis chapter 2, verse 13, right, where it speaks about the first two rivers, right, and those first two rivers, right, and one of them, it speaks about the gold, the land
mm-hmm.
that they use, or the name that they use is Cush. Now, notice how mm-hmm. the so-called biblical scholars, how they did it. They hid
yeah.
the divine truth by taking it from a kaf, which is really a K, right? That's kaf.
Mm-hmm.
That's K-A-F, right? Kaf, right? And they made it
yes.
a C. Now, that was done intentionally because anyone who yeah. studied ancient history, you see a people that was in existence. The people
mm-hmm.
who I have always said that I descended from and the people who
yes.
I was sent to was the people from
mm-hmm.
Nubia. The ancient Nubians are the ancient Cushites that was in existence long before any other,
mm-hmm.
went with the Hebrews or anyone else who invaded
yes.
our land, right? So, again, that's
mm-hmm.
Bereshit chapter 2, verse 1-3, and you'll see, because that would explain how was it that other people that existed before the creation of Adam and Eve, who supposedly had two sons, and then, again, immediately just disregard the women like the two sons gonna multiply themselves. You can't multiply without the aid of a woman. So it had to be
yeah.
other people in existence. So I just did
yeah.
that as a little fun fact to share with you. And I also got some great news for you. Okay? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Congratulations, Sister Bessie, the trooper, on your Orney Syndication Station all-time connection record. This is your 36th all-time and 6th consecutive. Now, I'm going to keep getting my Holy Ghost on. I'm going to put it on pause and keep doing what you're doing.
All right. Thank you, Brother Hooney.
And also, Sister Bessie, we want to say something that's very, very important. You have tied
yes.
the great 2018 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting in Shawnee. May she rest in peace. The outstanding Darlene Lawrence, which is 36 all-time,
oh.
fourth all-time, and only Hall of Champions. You have tied Darlene tonight. Outstanding.
Oh.
To all of our ancestors, I know that Darlene is, shining and smiling upon you tonight. Now back to Sister Bessie
oh.
Cooper here on these stations.
Thank you, my listeners, for your support. Thank you, everyone. Now, I'm going to continue with the laws of Ma'at, where I was saying that we had laws before the colonizer came in and gave us their types of laws. Okay. The last one where I was at, I have not made anyone cry. I have not felt sorrow without reason. I have not assaulted anyone. I have not worked evil. I have not used evil thoughts, words, or deeds. I have not polluted the water. Now, one thing about that, when I saw that, I have not polluted the water. You know, the people that's in control of this planet and the corporations has polluted the earth. So they have broken the organic law. Many of these laws we have broken ourselves because we don't know what organic law is, that the laws came from us. Okay. I have not spoken angrily or arrogantly. I have not falsely accused anyone. I have not placed myself on a pedestal. I have not acted with insolence. I have not been an eavesdropper. Oh, boy. Well, the government is eavesdropping a whole lot besides the people. I am not deceitful. This is the last one of the 42. I have not stolen anyone's land. Now, a couple of those organic laws that were before the colonizers came in, a whole lot of them, they done broke. Right there, it says, I have not stolen anyone's land. The other one, I have not committed robbery and violence. They have done these things. And I wanted you to know that we had our own laws. You can look these laws up because they only want to give us the Ten Commandments, which they done broke all of those laws, the Ten Commandments. These laws here can be found on the internet. If you want to know about them, they're called the 42 Divine Principles of Ma'at, because they changed the pattern of thought that we have. They changed it. You know, when you look back and you look over at Kemet and you see there's a temple that was built to a goddess, but according to them, There was not only just male gods, according to them, to the colonizers. Caller number two, peace and blessings. Caller number two.
Congratulations, Sister Bessie.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you? Who am I speaking
am great.
To?
I go by the name of Poetic Jules. I am the newest intern for ONE. Thanks to Ms. Ngozi, I'll be serving as the newest intern. My first show is supposed to be on December 30th at 9:30, and I'm very grateful to him and ONE Syndicated for the opportunity.
Welcome, sister. You're right. You will be family.
Well, I greatly appreciate that. And, again, I congratulate you on your accomplishments. That's really dope. That's a big deal, what you got going on.
Oh, thank you. Do you have an opinion on what I've been talking about tonight?
Oh, absolutely. I'm not going to stay on very long, but you talk about the 42 Divine Principles of Ma'at, and that's something that I'll definitely have to look up. But Kemetic science has always been, for quite some time now, an interest of mine. My biggest interest is creating a timeline, because we talk about the creation of humanity, where we initially started from, and I have some theories, and just trying to plug in because we've been here for so long. We're talking about millions of years that there's been so many unaccounted for, as far as back as the Bible goes. If you know you're, if you are a Bible reading person, I'm not a religious person, but I study them all. I'm just a student of life. We talk about filling in those gaps, so to say. That is what's of the most interest to me. Are you at all familiar with the term the Nephilim, or the Anunnaki?
Yes.
Okay. So this is that. I want to say body of knowledge is something that I'm just coming across probably in the past 6 months. So when I ran across the term, the Nephilim, in biblical terms, as well as in the study through comedic science, it was interesting to me. So what do you think, you know, because you seem to, you know, have a lot of knowledge. What do you think about the Nephilim in regards to the temples, the pyramids in Egypt?
Oh, yeah. Well, I believe, you know, from my understanding, what I've learned, that they were deities, kind of spiritual beings that came and said that they made it with the women here. They found them attractive. And, you know, the Nephilim were very tall people. From my understanding, when they had the situation with David and Goliath, Goliath was considered a Nephilim.
Okay.
Because it was an explanation that they were giants in the land. So that's my understanding of it. But I would probably have to go in a little bit deeper, but that is my understanding, what I have studied so far.
Okay. Well, I thank you, Fanny, and all that you have to offer, because, again, this really sounds like something that you know a whole lot about. And we'll have to go into this subject a whole lot further, because I plan on creating and completing my timeline eventually.
Okay.
And I would love any help
you
that you have to offer.
Okay, thank you, my sister. Thank you so much. And I'm so glad that you are joining the family.
All right, you have a great night, and thanks again for everything, and congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, dear. All right, brothers and sisters, I thank that sister for coming on. She will be a new intern, so please tune into her show. Now, I want to say this. A lot of information that belong to the indigenous people in the world has been stolen. This is one reason why they went over to Africa, and the archaeologists began to dig up everything that they could find dealing with our power. The things that they took from us, they stole our power, our images. They brought the images back and reverted them and used them against us. Right now, I've said before, a lot of our information is in private hands. Not only that, our information is in the Vatican, the library, the 6 Mile Library, have a lot of our scrolls and documents. So many of us, even the religions of today, everybody's claiming that they have the truth. No, all of y'all don't have the truth. You know why? Because the Vatican got the whole works of scrolls and documents that they have stolen around the world from indigenous people. So we have to piece together whatever we can find. So a lot of lecturers have came before that dealt with Kemet, Africa, Kush, Timbuktu. These things you have to look up as a people to understand some of your heritage, to give you strength and power. Okay. I'd like to say this. Every time we speak of our story and who we are and who we should be, and when we speak of the atrocities that have been committed against the people of color around the world, we are considered racist. When we let people know, wait a minute, when we let people know, let the world know the deception in your government, you are considered crazy because you refuse to be tricked. And the thief, the theft of the organic life, the destroyment of all life on the planet, when you speak up against the forces of darkness, you are ridiculed by the scammers, and you are ridiculed and abused by your own people for speaking the truth. Now, I want to give you some more information. The other week, I mentioned about a college called Tavistock. This college is, I believe, it may be in America. And this college was formed to study the mind, how to control it. Now, I have a quote from this, one of the doctors from this college. Tavistock researchers was Dr. William Sargent, author of Battle for the Mind, A Physiology of Conversion and Brainwashing, 1957. He wrote, various types of belief can be implemented after brain function has been sufficiently disturbed by deliberately inducing fear, anger, and incitement. My brothers and sisters that are celebrating the holiday that's coming up, I want to tell you, watch out for the virtual goggles. These are control technology. They just came out with a new earphone that costs $500-something. Watch this new technology, because I told you last month, they said they will create these things to distract you. And these things will harm your brain, your children's brain, and you. That's the goal, so you will not have organic thought. Brother O, we have another caller. Caller number three.
You sure do. Excuse me, you sure do at this time. Caller number three, you're on the line right now with Sister Bessie Trutha. Front porch at Orny.
Hi,
hey, Sister Bessie. Hey, sweetie.
Hi,
it's Jerry Petito. So,
hi.
Wow.
How are you?
Hi. First of all, congratulations. Congratulations. Oh, man. And Darlene Lawrence is absolutely smiling down on you.
Wow.
Beautiful. So I want to touch base on a few things you said. Oh, my gosh. You're bringing it. You're bringing it, girl. All right. I want to mention something about the Nephilim, because I'm glad our new intern brought that up, because that always intrigued me. And I did some studying about that years ago, because I was also like, wow. So the Bible never really said they were giants. They implied they were huge as far as in their spirit, which wasn't great, you know, like strong and all that. So what I remember about them, and I'm just touching on this briefly to go where I'm going with this. What I remember about them was that they were supernatural and fallen angels, okay, like demon-possessed, and they had sex with the earthlings.
Yeah.
And What I was going to say to you from the beginning, before she even brought them up, was that everything's unfolding. The Bible says in the end times, evil will reign. And I used to think about all this stuff, and, you know, they have a bloodline that is still with us today.
Exactly.
Yes. So I was so glad she brought that up. I was like, wow, you know. So they have a bloodline that's here. And I believe that that's a huge part of all this evilness here. But one thing that's really interesting, what you were saying about people not wanting the truth. This is what I've learned. People would rather, and it's with anything and everything, okay? People would rather live a lie and pretend they believe it's not a lie, because once they believe that it is a lie, they have to take action. And they'd rather just go through life not worrying about taking action. And people like you, like me, we can't live like that. We have to take action. We have to say, no, that's crap. You're lying. That's bull. But the majority of people, Sister Bessie, would rather go through life accepting what they're being taught or what they're being told, even deep down knowing it's a lie, because then they don't have to act upon it.
Well, when you don't begin to try or do something about the truth or accept the truth, you will have to pay for the consequences because you refuse to accept the truth.
That's right.
So you will have to deal with the consequences when it comes.
And when you were talking about, the cathedrals and all that and what they're holding and blah, blah, blah. So not only are you 1,000% right,
not the cathedral, it's the Vatican Library.
Well, no.
It's a six-mile
library. Yes, it's the Vatican Library. I didn't want to reiterate that because I was there.
Right.
I went there. And I don't want to open up a can of worms for Catholics, because I was Catholic,
okay,
of course, I'm no longer. You know,
yes.
I don't want to open up a can of worms because the people themselves, I believe they believe they're doing the right things. Do you know what I mean? And they're putting all their trust in God, but the leaders are not. Okay, so having said that, okay. Everything you said was 1,000% truth. And before I end this, I'll just say this about something I was told about the history books down south about slavery. And this is when my eyes really opened. I was only in my 20s. My dad took me and my daughter on this incredible tour trip out of the country, and we became friends with this family from down south, and the son was in his 20s as well, but he was a history teacher. And we had this long talk, and because you know I have black people in my family, my granddaughter's part black, you know me, and I don't have a racist bone in my body, and I would die for someone. I don't care what color they are, who they are, okay?
Yeah.
And this just blew me away. He said to me, "You're being lied to up north about slavery." And I said, "Excuse me?" And he said, "Yes." So, and that was the first time I realized everyone's books were written differently, because I was young. I didn't know. Okay. And down south, we've been lied to about everything from day one. Nothing has been told the truth to us at all. And even the indigenous people, and you know all the poems I've written and the research I did on them. Christopher Columbus was a murderer, okay? So on and on and on. But having said that, in the books down south, they say slavery was not a bad thing and no one was hurt because they have all their reasons in there. And I said, and he said to me, "Just think about it logically." I said, "Okay." He said, "If this black woman is taking care of your family and your child, you're not going to treat them bad." I said, "Listen, let's not even have this conversation anymore." So I just wanted to say, I love everything you put out there, bringing the truth out, But the people, American people, need to know we have been lied to from day one about every single thing we've ever been taught. I just had to say that. The only thing I believe is true is 1 + 1 = 2. That's it.
Yes, and we're still being lied to.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, my sister. How you doing?
Good, sweetheart. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay. Let's see. Oh, okay. I want to make this statement. The most potent weapon in the hands of the oppressor is the minds of the oppressed. Mm-mm-mm. Let me repeat that. The most potent weapon in the hands of the oppressor is the minds of the oppressed. Now, brothers and sisters out there around the world, you need to study about Sigmund Freud. The id and the ego. This man created all kind of monsters for the mind of man. And he created all kind of wicked stuff that is taught in colleges today. And I remember we were taught some things about the id and the ego. But you got to check out this man. And I want you to know out there, we consist of the elements on this earth. This is one reason why they want to destroy us. We are made from the environment, the dirt of this earth. They want to destroy this planet. And not only that, they're poisoning us. I feel like this. This is my opinion. Anytime they put out a virus out there, they got a patent for it. Because wait a minute, you put the virus out there and all of a sudden you got the medicine for it. So most likely you had the patent all along. I don't trust their wicked lies. They are liars. And not only that, they came on recently and said that they didn't want to give the stimulus because the corporations, you know, because of the vaccine, they don't want to be sued. So if your people die from the vaccine or get crippled from the vaccine, you can't sue them. This is a wicked, evil force that is continuously lying to us. They want you to take that vaccine, and it may be side effects, and it may kill some people, and you can't sue them for the damage. I told you the corporation run this country and running the world. It is not the people that's running the world, because you thought that you was running it by you voting. Peace and blessings. Hi, fourth caller.
Hey, Sister Bessie.
Hey, my sister. How you doing?
I'm fine. This is Shannon Stan. How are you?
Oh, I'm sorry, Shannon. You know what? You was gone for a while, so I apologize, Shannon. You know I love my poetry sister.
Yeah, I came in at the right time. This is a great show, Sister Bessie, because I got some experience in having the virus, you know, because I found out that I was sick with HIV positive in 95, so it's been a long time. So it took a long time for them to figure out how to help us live with the virus we have. So I'm saying that to say I take antivirals, and it took a long time for them to develop that you know, to have it like it was, because when I found out I was sick, people were dying really, really quick with it, and it was happening. It was a pandemic, but not to this degree. So it took a long time for them to figure out how to keep us alive. You know, they ain't even cured it. I don't care what they say, it's no cure for what I have yet, because, you know, it just ain't, you know. But the thing is, how can they figure out this pandemic that we have all of a sudden, and we just got this pandemic? You tell a different story on every news station about the ins and the outs. Y'all don't know really a lot about this disease or what's going on with it, because you don't have enough information to figure out this virus. So why would you try to vaccinate somebody with some stuff and you don't even have all the information? There's no way that that vaccination is going to work properly, because something is going to go wrong with that vaccination. It's not enough information. They don't have enough information for that. You know,
and
we don't even have a vaccine. Yeah, so you know, it's no way that they could have done that. But I try to keep my business to myself, because I thought I was wrong, but I think I'm right now, because listening to you, it lines up with my facts. There's no way, and I just keep it to myself, but there's no way that's going to work.
Yes, because I'm going to tell you something. Last year I did a show, I believe, on vaccinations, and I found out that there was a cure for the AIDS virus. In fact,
the information that I have from my experience with doctors for 26 years, and I started doing clinical trials for Vanderbilt. And Vanderbilt is the best. We created the medicine that they have today, the Vanderbilt in Nashville.
But there,
we created
there
most of the medicine we have today, and it took a long time for them to develop what they have. If it was a cure for it, I would have already gotten it.
Listen what I'm about to tell you. I have a documentary of a lecturer, a brother, confronting the government. He has the documents of the patent for the cure. I gave the number of the patent for the cure on the radio. So they a lot of times when they put these diseases out here, they already have a cure for it. But if they have the cure for the AIDS virus, they did not want the cure to get out, because they wanted people to die, especially black people to die from it. So, you know, and I will send you that patent number so you can look it up for yourself.
I'm not going to look it up, Sister Betsy. I'm not, you know, because my thing is, I trust what I got going on, because it's working for me. You know, because some things, you know, you may think are bad for you. Now, listen, this is why, you know, because you think some things are bad for you, but they really be good for you.
Oh, no.
By me taking antivirals, I have a better chance of combating any other virus, because antivirals aren't just for HIV virus. They're for, you know, everything across the board. So I have a better chance of fighting out, because I take the antivirals. You know, I've learned to live with what I have.
Okay, sweetheart. You know I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
thank you, dear, for your comment. Thank you so much.
I love you, Sister Bessie.
Love you too. All right, brothers and sisters out there, I have one more thing I want to tell you about, and it concerns the vaccine and the virus and all like that. Now, a while back, there were rumors and there was proof that caskets were being put around the United States and around the world. Now, they were showing these caskets that were enough to fit four people. And for me, I believe this was already planned. From what I understand and what they showed, we have some in Harrisburg. But all around this nation, they were building FEMA camps, and they had the caskets already laid out because they knew what they was going to do. They knew. So I'm not going to back down on what I'm saying. Why would you place casket liners enough to fit four people in them all around the U.S. and maybe all around the world in secret locations? They won't answer that one. Okay. Caller number five. Hi, peace and blessings.
Hey, Sister Bessie. How are you?
Hi, sweetheart. How you
yes,
doing?
Yes. I'm well. I'm well. I am enjoying your show. And thank you so much for being brave enough to speak on such topics as this.
Yes.
That's what I
you.
Wanted to tell you. And congratulations.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
You're welcome. I'm going to continue listening. I'm learning a lot. Some of the things, you know, I already knew, but I'm learning even more. You're making me smarter.
Oh, thank you. I love you, sweetheart. Yeah.
Love you.
Okay. Thank you for my sister. I got one last thing I would like to tell you all. And maybe if anyone else would like to talk to me, please call in. So I'm going to tell you this. When Obama was in office, prove about the FEMA camps, internet camps, internment camps, Obama executive order, detention centers for civilians, Army Regulation 210-35, you can get it off of army.mil. Installations, civilian inmate labor programs. Now, did you hear that? Installation, civilian inmate labor programs. This is why they had these camps put up, for them to round you up in. 1886, it was set up in secret. In 1975, Bill Clinton declassified it. So far, there have been 12 camps built by the United States Army. Camps have been doubled now. H.R. 5122. In 2006, the John Warner Defense Act, signed by President Bush, effectively nullifying Posse Comitatus in the United States. So when they nullify that, that means that they can use the military against the people. And that is a law that is not supposed to be done in America. The military is not supposed to attack the people of a country. The only one was allowed, I forget the name of the group, they was not allowed to bother the people in America. The bill allows the president to station troops anywhere in America without the consent of the governor or local authorities for the express purpose of suppressing public disorder. H.R. 65. Uh-oh. Caller number six, peace and blessings. Hi.
Hello, how are you? This is Angela calling from Myrtle Beach.
Hi, Angela, how are you?
I'm okay. You have been touching on some amazing topics tonight, I tell you. You are definitely touching. Man, I just want to say those coffins I definitely know about those because I know a site out in Covington, Georgia. I've ran across them a couple of times. And it's been a while. They've been there for a while out near Eatonton as well. You know, my fiance, he drives trucks, so he sees a lot when he's out on the road, you know, and I often get videos of things that, you know, we don't even pay attention when we out driving. We just think it's normal that they're supposed to be doing this. I mean, for example, they're not supposed to have army tanks and army stuff driving on the road, and they be driving those equipment on the expressway and down the expressway, and people just act like that's just normal. And you see them all on these trains, and it's just a lot been going on, and we just been turning a blind eye to it like it's just normal because it's the government, and we think the government's supposed to have so much control over us. Like, they got so much power. Like, they just and they doing what they want to do, and they keeping everything, you know, under they lock and key. And it's just crazy. It's just crazy. But I'm so glad that, you know, you guys are speaking up and sharing this stuff to bring awareness so that we don't continue to be in the dark, so that we can, you know, educate ourselves and be aware of what's going on so that we can make, you know, choices of what we're going to do. You know, we can't keep sitting by and turning a blind eye and turning a deaf ear to what's going on. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And congratulations on your show tonight.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you so much, Angela. Okay, guys, as she said, she has seen them with her own eyes. So this pandemic has been planned all along. It's been planned all along. Open your eyes. Don't close them. Open them eyes up. Because they've been putting casket liners all around the U.S. So when your government talk about they going to take the vaccine in front of your eyes, three liars. Most likely it'll be a placebo. So I'm going to say this, and this is the end of my show. As I was saying, H.R. 645 allocates Army bases to be converted into FEMA camps. These facilities are made in the image of the Japanese camps in World War II. And this is what Obama said. This is my last statement. Obama spoke on the news of civilian National Force civilians to police and spy and on dissidents, that's probably you and me, execute order 9066 to round up. This was the executive order 9066 to round up Japanese in World War II, signed by Roosevelt. So people, don't think that your government can't come after you like you dogs and animals. Obama said it out of his mouth to make a civilian national force to spy on the people, your own people in your neighborhood, in your family members. They will create a force to spy and come after you. Obama said that on the news, and I saw him when he said it, a civilian force. So peace and blessings, my brothers and sisters. Now I have to bring on Ngozi.
Well, first of all, I'm so proud of what Sister Bessie has done. The constant information since 2018, the legend continues. And congratulations tonight on a very historic night. Andre Presley, Nibaka Cartoon, and Jerry Petito knows how this feels. Tonight you tied a internet legend, a woman that stood for her people. And she was a woman that understood what was really going on in the lives of all of us in America. The great Darlene Lawrence, may she rest in peace, had 36 all-time connection records with Oney Dynasty. Before the Presleys and the Attunes and the Petitos, she stood alone in majesty and honor, being number one for a lot of years. And tonight, Sister Bessie tied that record. So we're very, very happy and pleased for her 36th all-time connection record here at Oney Dynasty. Six consecutive. More can be said about Sister Bessie the Truth. Now, tomorrow, we have a special day. We have two shows. One is going to be on another network, and one is going to be on our network that we deal with on a constant basis. The Huddle Sports Nation will be at TalkShoeRadio.com tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Of course, you know, the Derek, the wonderful, the coach, the wonderful Gibson, as well as Mr. Uptown Deuce will be on, you know, on TalkShoe Radio. So you have to put a pin number in, of course, and I will give you more information at 12 noon tomorrow. So that show will be on TalkShoe Radio. And then tomorrow night we interview Mr. Adam Warner, a wonderful person. He was not only a finalist, but the winner of the voice competition on NBC. He'll be interviewed by the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster and shrinee, the Jersey Jewel, Miss Jerry Petito, tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern Standard, on these ONE stations. So, of course, we're so great. You know, all you guys copy. We know. We love you, too. We'll be on the Talk Show Radio and Blog Talk Radio for the first time since 2014. Tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, Talk Show Radio, 9:30 Eastern Standard, at Blog Talk Radio on these ONE stations. And, of course, Damon Network has advertising through ONE, which is Oladele Ingo's Enterprise Research, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Primetime One at Damon.com. We're Ngozi Time both for Twitter and Instagram. Oladele Ingo's at Pinterest and Google+. Oladele Malewa Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, The Front Porch, as well as the Historic, Determined, and Motivated Online Now Network, established 2016. Any comments, suggestions for a wonderful program tonight? Oh, Lay Day Lay, Johnny Goes With My, and gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malewa Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there on Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. You can look us up also at LinkedIn at Oladele Malewa Ngozi. And of course, all folks that want to get down with this journalistic prowess, you can reach me in the new year, 2021, at OnlyFans. It will be a fee, but I will be able to teach you guys how to get this thing in. You want to be a CEO? You want to be a broadcaster? You want to do it right? Hey, I'm going to mentor you. So come and join me at OnlyFans. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malewa Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. And now, Sister Bessie the Truther, an archival champion on this wonderful dynasty that is ONE syndicated. You have 2 minutes left to go in the program.
Thank you, my brothers and sisters, for listening to me. I hope the information that I have given you will be helpful for you. And please, brothers and sisters out there, I'm not the only host on this show, so please support the other hosts on the show. And you heard their voices tonight. So please support them. And I thank you for just taking time out to listen to me. And don't spend your time in fear. You know, you have power to overcome all this wickedness that's in this planet. So deal with everything in a positive manner. And remember the 42 divine principles that we had long ago. Love you. Peace and blessings. Good night.